This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Health Ministry has written to all states and union territories asking them to take urgent measures to prevent hospital fires during summer months. In a letter to the chief secretaries of all states and UTs, Health Secretary Apoorva Chandra said hospital fires become a more significant threat as temperatures escalate during the summer months. Health Ministry requested the states and UTs to direct their state health departments and state disaster management authorities to work in close collaboration to ensure that all accredited hospitals within their jurisdiction take immediate action to prevent hospital fires. The Central Election Committee meeting of the BJP was held at the party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday to give its nod to candidates for the Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP National President JP Nadda, Union Ministers Amit Shah and Rajnath Singh, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, among others, attended the meeting along with members of the committee and office bearers from states. The committee deliberated on names of the candidates for over 3 hours. Meanwhile, the Congress has fielded its UP unit chief Ajay Rai against Prime Minister Narendra Modi from Varanasi Lok Sabha seat. Senior Congress leader Digvijay Singh will contest from Rajgarh Lok Sabha seat in Madhya Pradesh. The party released another list of 45 candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls yesterday. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces have busted a major terror module linked with the proscribed terror outfit Jaish-e-Mohammed by arresting four terrorist associates in Srinagar. Acting on specific information, a joint mobile vehicle checkpost comprising of Srinagar police, 50 Rashtriya Rifles, Valley QRT and 29 Battalion CRPF was established in Kenihama area in the jurisdiction of Nogam police station. During checking, a vehicle was intercepted by the joint party and four terror associates were apprehended. Incriminating materials, arms and ammunition including one AK-56 rifle with three magazines, 75 rounds of 7.62x39mm magazines, one Glock pistol with two magazines, 26 rounds of 9mm and six Chinese grenades were recovered from their possession. During preliminary investigation, it was found that the apprehended individuals were linked with the proscribed terror outfit JAM. Cases under relevant sections were registered against them in the police station Naugaon, and further investigation is in progress. Lights at public places and prominent sites in various cities of India, including Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata and Hyderabad, were turned off between 8:30pm to 9:30pm last night as part of the Global Earth Hour event. The annual event is observed to raise awareness about energy conservation. Lights at India Gate and the famous Akshardham Temple in the national capital were turned off for an hour. According to power distribution company BSES, 206 megawatt of electricity was saved on account of the Earth Hour in Delhi as a whole. In Rajasthan, five people were killed and two injured after a massive fire broke out at a chemical factory in Bussi, Jaipur last night. Nine fire tenders were pressed into service. Chief Fire Officer Devendra Kumar said that the said chemical factory is not legal and drums of chemicals were lying inside. He added that it was not sure what other material was lying there. In a social media post, the Singapore Embassy in India extended the greetings for Holi today. Taking to X, Singapore's High Commissioner to India, Mr. Simon Wong expressed wishes that the festival would bring peace and joy to all. He also shared pictures of Holi celebrations from Barsana, Uttar Pradesh. The greetings for Holi came at a time when External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is on an official visit to Singapore, the Philippines and Malaysia. The Badminton World Federation has announced the draws for the upcoming 2024 Thomas and Uber Cup tournaments in Chengdu, China. Defending champion Indian team has been clubbed with the tournament's most successful team, Indonesia. India will also face Thailand and England in Group C. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 4 runs at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Chasing target of 209 for victory, Sunrisers Hyderabad made 204/7 in 20 overs. Earlier put into bat, Kolkata Knight Riders scored 208/7 in stipulated 20 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.